And Glenn, if you would, could you do the roll, please?
Yes, certainly. We have on the line Paul Diaz, Mikey O'Connell, Mike Rodenbach, Sebastian Bachelot, James Bladel, Barbara Steele, and we have regrets from Kevin Erdman. And for staff, we have Marika Koenigs, Olaf Nordling, and myself, Glenn DeSangeli.
Fantastic. Thank you, Glenn. All right, everybody. Thank you for joining. We need to go through the initial report today. We're looking to get this out. Very much appreciate the comments that we've received on the list. And as we come up on the points that have been mentioned on the list, we will try and work those into our text. The goal today is to, you know, get through this, be comfortable with the draft that we've produced so that we can move this to the next step, which will be to start the second public comment period, getting it posted, start the comment period, and, of course, solicit constituency statements as well. So if anybody has a particular issue they want to raise, any questions or concerns? Okay, then if not, I would ask if you can pull up the most current draft that Marika sent out to us just the other day. And basically, I would like to just, you know, skim through this. You know, it's clearly marked. We can see where brand new text has been inserted. Let's make sure that we're all comfortable with what's being said. If anybody noticed any typos, little things like that, please let's bring that to attention. We'll just march through the report and, again, jump back to the comments that have been posted on the list and work through those as we come up to them in the report. So with that, if we can go straight to the executive summary on page 3. If there are any comments, questions, or concerns about 1.1. Okay, 1.2. And note that there's a very minor typo, which should be in the first sentence, line 60. The working group worked on 3 different issues in parallel, not in. Anything else? I don't want to seem like I'm rushing this, but it's pretty straightforward, so I will go at a fast pace. Please stop me if anybody sees anything. 1.3.
I was, this is Mike.
Yes, Mike.
I was wondering on 1.3 whether we really wanted to be that firm in our statement that no changes are required, or whether we wanted to wait until comments were in.
Okay, others on the group, how do you feel? Again, we've noted this is preliminary conclusion going out for the draft initial report. So I don't think any of these things are certainly written in stone.
Which line are you referring to, Mikey?
I'm sort of doing this in gestalt mode. I suppose if we looked at like 105, that's sort of the tempering statement. And oh, wait a minute. In the wrong section. Oh, no.
Okay. Along these lines, and since we use this text in several places, Barbara, you've offered up to the list right now some alternative language for 105 to 107.
Yeah, I think it's just a correction more than anything else. That maybe I'm just not reading it correctly.
No, you're correct, Barbara. I noted that as well, and I think Mike Rodenbach already noted it as well in one of the corrections he sent. So I'll change it, because it basically says instead of recommend, it reads recommendation. So.
Right, and then I also think that will not take a final decision. I think it should be will not make a final decision. Is that correct?
Sure. I like the way that reads better, Barbara. So for everybody, if you don't have the email in front of you, beginning in 105, it would now read, it should be noted that the working group will not make a final decision on which solution, parentheses, solutions, if any, to recommend to the GNSO Council before a thorough review of the comments received during the public comment period and the final constituency statements has taken place. Again, what we've changed there is change take to make with an M. And then after the if any, we say to recommend. To recommend instead of two recommendations. Typo there.
And this would then apply to each of the statements for each of the issues which are identical.
And Sebastian, can't we factorize this sentence, not to put three times, just to say for the three issues, it should be noted at the end of the three issues?
Okay,
because it's a business
handling.
Summary. If we repeat the same sentence, it's not anymore a summary.
Fair point. How do people feel about that? Do you prefer to keep re-emphasizing the point that we have not taken, made any final decisions? Or should we just do that as an overarching, either at the very beginning or the very end?
This is Mikey.
Mikey.
I kind of like reminding people that we really want their input before we make the decision. So even though it's redundant, I like it repeated.
Okay. Sebastian, do you have a problem with repeating? Just so that we're really emphasizing the point. Fortunately, our report's not very long, so it's not like we're greatly expanding the length of it.
It's not a big deal, but I think it's better to factorize. Even eventually, we can put a sentence at the end of each issue saying that, and saying in different ways, we would appreciate to have your comments on that issue, or don't forget to make and just to have a more lively report than just to three times the same sentence, quite long sentence in the summary.
Oh, this is James.
Sure, James.
I agree with Sebastian. Those paragraphs are so close together in the executive summary. Perhaps we could just state it once, but in the body of the document, if we wanted to repeat it a little further apart to, as Mikey was saying, re-emphasize or remind on that point, that would be fine. But here they're just a little too close together for that degree of repetition, in my opinion. That's just all. So.
This is Mikey. I agree. I'd forgotten that we were still in the executive summary.
Okay.
I'm fine with that. I did indeed find the offending line, eventually.
Okay.
Get back to that.
All right, for our draft then, what is the recommendation? Shall we repeat it at the end of all of these? You know, basically create a fourth bullet point with just this sentence? Do you prefer to have it up front, so it's the first thing people read, so it's very clear to them? These are not final decisions. We're still soliciting inputs, et cetera. How do folks want to go?
No preference.
Yeah, it sounds like you get to decide that one, Paul.
Good morning, everyone. This is Michael Collins. I apologize for my tardiness.
Hi, Michael. We are just working through the report, Michael, and on the section 1.3 in our executive summary, recommendation has been to move the final sentence for each of those. We've tweaked it a little bit. We're just saying now that the working group will not make a final decision on which solutions to recommend to the GNSO. So two little tweaks there. That particular sentence, rather than repeating it each time, it becomes quite redundant. The decision is to either put it up front before we present the three issues or put it at the end as a separate bullet point. I'll put you on the spot, Michael. Do you have a preference either way? Seems the group doesn't really care.
Before or after seems a little consequence. So I'll go with the rest of the group. You can decide.
Marika, let's just make it as the fourth bullet point then.
Okay. And I'll just put in front of it then something like, for all issues.
Exactly, please.
It should be noted that the working group, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. And
it's okay with me, but maybe just consider, Paul, that it could be added at the end of the line 61 deliberation of the working group. But I make the decision after the call. I don't care. Oh, there are two possibilities.
Okay, that's a thought. How do folks feel? Would you prefer to have it that far in the front? Is there any concern that we might lose the message we're trying to deliver, that even though we're presenting these the three positions of the working group to date, no final decisions have been made? Any fear that that point may get lost if it's a little further up in the text?
Yeah, Paul, this is James. I would say no higher than line 83.
Yeah, this is Mike. Yeah, that's exactly where I was going to put it as well.
This is Barbara. I agree with that.
Fine. Then let's split the difference. Marika, instead, why don't you make that fourth bullet exactly as you've described with the new intro clause and insert it there between lines 83 and 84, so it'll actually become our first bullet in this section.
Okay.
Excellent. Okay. Moving ahead then, section 1.4.
Paul?
Yes.
The line that actually triggered me is in 1.3. If we could just...
Sure, Mikey, which one?
Check our consensus on line 88. Where we're saying that a policy change is not required. Again, I'm feeling a lot better with that bullet right before it saying that we haven't made final decisions yet. But I just wanted to check and see if our consensus is really sitting
okay.
As a not required. Right now.
Any suggested text? Are you looking to soften that a bit?
Just soften it a little, yeah.
Maybe there was not widespread support for widespread agreement for a policy change? Or
yeah, something like that. You know, I sort of just want to leave the door open for commenters to know that we're really looking for their thoughts here.
Or mixed support for policy change, or?
Okay, I'm just asking the group here. Let's make sure we're in agreement with what we say, because I think there's a difference in saying that there's what we currently have. It appears to be agreement that a policy change is not required is very different than saying there wasn't a broad agreement to make a policy change. I don't think it's semantics. I think there's a kind of a underlying difference there in the two. And which is it, folks?
Paul, I didn't mean to confuse the issue. I'll withdraw that suggested text.
Okay.
I was just looking to soften that same sentiment.
What was the first thing we just mentioned, Mikey, as a potential softening?
Well, I guess what I was trying to get at is that we... want to hold our decision on this until we've heard the comments, rather than...
Agreed, but previously we had also said we wanted to give both folks in the public comment period as well as council, when they get updated on this, a sense of where the group stands. But I agree, we don't necessarily want to make it sound like it's authoritative or a final decision. At the same time, I would like to try to provide readers of the report a sense of where our working group stands. I'm okay with softening it. I just don't want to cut it back so much that all of a sudden we're not taking any position. We're saying, you guys tell us what you want to think.
Well, it's Mike Rodenbaugh. Isn't the way that James put it pretty much more accurate than the way it is now? I think you said something like there is no agreement that a policy change is required.
Okay, how does that sound to folks? So it'll read, just to repeat, based on the discussions in the working group and taking into account the current phrasing of Issue 1, which limits it to a technical assessment of the issue, there is no agreement that a policy change is required.
Yeah, that'd work for me. This is Mikey.
I'm
I mean, Paul, this is James. I'm just trying to figure out if that just inverts the sentence to make it a little more softer, or if that actually changes the meaning.
This is Barbara. I think it changes the meaning. It sounds like it's a complete opposite of what we were conveying previously. me.
Yeah, I think it does change the meaning, but I think I'm okay with changing the meaning that way.
Well, the difference, of course, between changing and softening, too. And again, I'm not trying to be difficult, just trying to be the chair and determine where the group is standing on this. How do we want to present this?
It seems to me that we're about 50-50 on that issue. You know, about half of us think that the policy change should at least continue to explore it, and the other half of us probably think not.
Yeah. There's certainly two camps. I'm not sure what the breakdown is, but yes, those are definitely the two views.
And this is Mikey.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of the reason why I'd really like to hear from the commenters, because I'm a bit on the fence on this one. I could go either way with compelling arguments.
Okay.
And I'd like to make it clear to the commenters that this isn't just your normal pro forma comment thing. We really are interested in deep thought and good analysis to supplement what we've already discussed. Because one of the things about these technical sections of the report is that we had great technical expert conversations with people. And I would hate to miss the opportunity to improve the functioning of the domain name system if in fact one exists.
This is Barbara. I mean, would it be possible for us to say there appears to be agreement that a policy change may not be required? That softened enough that it leaves the door open, but yet it doesn't say that, you know, we're not in agreement that we're not going to change the policy?
I could go with that.
I like that, Barbara.
Mike, are you okay with that?
Can you say it again?
There appears to be agreement that a policy change may not be required.
I mean, I guess I just don't like it as much as pointing out that there are two views on this of substantial weight. Why don't we just say that?
This is Mikey again. I really like the idea of actively asking the community on this one.
Right. And remember, the first bullet, this will actually become the second, what we're working on. We're going to lead with the revised text we had, noting that, you know, we've not made a final decision on what to recommend and that we are awaiting the comments received from the public comment period.
I think the reason I'd like to amplify that, especially in this technical one, is because it's technical. And, you know, it's got technical and policy components, and essentially operational components, too. And there are operational reasons why we might want to do something here. It might require a policy change, it might not. But
yeah.
This is one for the operational community and the technical community to weigh in on, I think. So
absolutely. I don't like the clause right in front of it either, which says that it limits it, the phrasing of the issue limits it to a technical assessment of the issue. I'm looking at the phrasing of the issue. I don't understand where that comes from. Not really sure what that means, technical assessment of the issue, but maybe somebody can explain what's intended there.
Well, this is Marika. As I wrote that particular part, it's what I understood from the last conference call we had a discussion on, that this question really talks about making registrant email data available, which would only be possible to do by technical means, which would then fit in with the second paragraph, which basically says, well, if we're not looking at these technical solutions, we might look at other policy changes that, in principle, are not implied in this question, but might fit under another PDP. That's how I understood the discussion last time, but maybe I got that wrong.
And this is James. I understood it to mean that any time we strayed away from the technical aspects of this issue, we started to wander into the who is territory, and that we were acknowledging but avoiding that.
Yeah, this is Mikey. That was sort of where I was at as well.
There was one non-who is policy issue that we talked about too, that was changing the authoritative roles of the registrant versus the admin contact. Michael here.
Right. That's reflected in here, Michael, I believe.
Yes, it is. We'll get to.
Correct, it is. I'm just saying that was just another example of a non-technical policy issue that we decided to not act on, but leave it as a comment, I think.
I guess I would suggest something like this, to just replace this first sentence in 1.3. Say something like, based on the discussions in the working group, there is support both for continuing to consider policy change, and there is support that policy change is not required. Something just more balanced that reflects that we do have balanced different views on this. And we, you know, again, it's going to be reaffirmed in the first bullet that we're looking for input.
Okay.
This is Marika. Would another option just be just to take out that whole sentence, so we just talk about what the group has spoken about and as well the alternative options?
That's not a bad idea. I like that idea.
Okay.
So the sentence beginning line 86 through most of 88 would be struck?
Yes.
I mean, aside from any readability issues, I think that's a good idea.
Mikey, I'd be fine with that.
And just to remind folks that in doing that, we won't be providing even any sense of where the group stands right now. Or Mike Rodenbaugh's, just what he just suggested.
Well, we will, because the last sentence says, after review and discussion, none of these options receive broad agreement.
Okay. Is that enough for folks?
Yeah, actually, this is Mikey. That sort of fits in with my notion of throwing this to the community and
seeking guidance.
Seeking guidance, yeah.
Okay, so then the suggestion is we strike that first full sentence, lines 86 through most of 88. It'll begin, the working group noted that, and just keep the rest of the text as is. Anybody have a problem with that approach?
This is James. Not a problem at all, but just for readability, maybe consider moving the qualifier that is the last sentence beginning with however and rephrasing that so that's more of an introductory sentence than a concluding sentence, but I really don't feel strongly about that. I was just making a suggestion.
This is Mikey. I don't have strong feelings either way on that.
Would anybody like to lead with that? Think it's a better idea to lead?
This is Mikey. I'm fine with it where it is. It's
okay. Oh, my.
Sort of.
In the interest of moving through this, and I keep repeating this is our initial report, why don't we leave it, because we're all in agreement with the text, instead of spending more time trying to wordsmith.
Good here, Mikey.
Okay. All right, then continuing on line, I guess, 97. the rest of 1.3. Is everybody comfortable with how it's been presented? In particular, there was comments from both Kevin and Mike for issue 3. Let's make sure that we've captured what they're offering. What they offered on the list. Make sure we get it in here now.
I had an issue with issue 2 as well.
Okay, let's take it in order then, Mike. Let's go back to issue 2. Where are you? Which line?
One 12 and 1 13.
Okay.
So, whether this should be an issue for GNSO policymaking or for market solutions. So, as I said in my email, I feel like that question was answered when we launched the PDP, but if people aren't clear on it, then what do we need to do to get clear on it and get past that hurdle? Seems to me we should make a request to ICANN Council to give us some guidance, unless anyone has other ideas as to how we get clear on this.
Okay, other thoughts?
This is Mikey. Mike Rodenbaugh, I was sort of putting this sentence in the same category as the one that we just hammered out in the first one. This being the dear community, we don't know how to figure this one out. Let us hear your thoughts type sentence. Are you thinking this is different in some way?
This is Marika. The sentence was intended like that, and at least from my perspective, not intended as to question whether this is, you know, within the scope of policy making or not. So if that's not clear from the sentence, we might need to change something. But the intention was indeed what Mikey just said, is saying, you know, we don't know yet whether it's this option or the other one.
Well, that's completely different than what it says now. Now it says we don't even know if it's something we should talk about. And I thought we'd moved past that a long time ago. So I guess it's just not accurate then, as it's stated at the moment. And we should say something like opinions in the working. We should just maybe use similar language that we just hammered out for issue number 1.
Well, and what we did in issue number 1 was we sort of deleted that sentence.
Yeah, we conclude now with the idea that after review and discussion, none of the options received broad agreement. The idea here would be that, you know, some form of policy prescription or leaving it to the market to decide, neither of those options has received broad agreement.
Right, so we have broad agreement that there is a need, and then we don't have agreement as to
how to address the need.
Well, that's fine. So that's what we should say then. Just get rid of this. Is it policy making or market solutions for number all? So it should say something like opinions in the working group differ as to how these
to achieve these goals.
How these options would be developed.
Taking notes. Marika, you getting this too?
Yeah. But would you like to read them? However, opinions in the working group differ as to whether these options should be an issue for GNSO policymaking or for market solutions? Or maybe to refer to the previous sentence, should read these other options?
I would just say something like, opinions in the working group differ as to how these other options should be developed. I guess it's...
But you don't want to make the distinction there that part of the group feels that it should be market solutions and the other ones, other part feels it should be GNSO policymaking?
Actually, no. I mean, if a part of the group is feeling that we cannot make policy on this, then that's an issue I want to get clear.
No, as I understand it, that some feel that this it's not because it's not in scope or anything, but it should be left to the market to deal with it. That's as I understand the sentence would read.
I think we were getting close.
Yep.
Let's go back to wordsmithing. Marika, can you replay the latest version that you've got?
The last thing that Michael does, however, opinions in the working group differ as to how these options should be developed. And my question was whether we would add something to that, distinguishing that one part of the group feels that this might be done through genus or policy making, and another part of the group feels that this might be needs to be left to market solutions.
Thank
but if everyone feels that shouldn't be mentioned, I'm happy to leave it as just read.
I'm okay with that. This is Mikey.
Leaving it as is or trying to insert the policymaking versus market solutions?
Inserting the policymaking versus market solutions. You know, I think that the clarification that we're trying to get at and that we all agree on is that we're not trying to say that a policy solution is off the table. And so what we're trying to do is remove that implication from the sentence. So leaving it as a possible of several solutions is fine. Mike, are you okay with that?
I think so. If someone could just read it one more time, how it's proposed, that would be helpful.
But if it would be included, it says, however, opinions in the working group differ as to whether these options should be developed as part of genus or policy making or left to market solutions.
I like that.
Me too. So, Mikey.
Okay. Others? Anybody wants to make another tweak, or is everybody comfortable with that? And then we will drop the final sentence again, right? Because we're going to just have it appear once up at the very beginning.
Right.
Okay. Thanks, Marika. Okay, and then moving to issue 3. And here's where we have Mike and Kevin's inputs. If everybody saw this on the email list. I guess in line 123 then, after existing market solutions, the recommendation is to add, however, some constituency statements expressed a contrary view, and the bulk transfer provisions should be considered. And I guess it will end there because we're now going to drop the final sentence. So we're adding a sentence to make, again, the other view. You know, it appears we have two views within the group.
I don't get that. This is Mikey. It seems like that's repeating the stuff that's on line 121 and 122. Aren't we saying it's either bulk transfers or market solutions? So what's the third option? It sounded like it was either bulk transfers or market solutions or bulk transfer.
No, it's new partial bulk transfer provisions.
Ah, okay.
This is Mark. I like adding in the provision about the constituency groups because my recollection is that some of them did feel that there was a need for partial bulk transfer. And adding in the sentence does give them the opportunity to further comment on, you know, why they think that that would be a good solution. Maybe that'll change some of the opinions in the working group. You know, perhaps not.
I'm fine with that. This is Mike. Thank you.
Okay.
This is James.
Sure, James.
Do we want to identify the constituencies that felt that way? I'm not trying to be difficult here, just I want to be sure that if we're saying that to incorporate provisions for handling partial transfers between registrars, and if the registrars, for example, are not amongst that constituency, I think that's noteworthy.
Okay.
This is Mikey. My only thought on that is that we then sort of get wrapped up into having to do that sort of all through the report, and it might get pretty cumbersome.
I mean, I think the constituencies know who they are.
Yeah,
they know our units carefully. They read it, the comment on it, so I don't know that it's necessary to call them out. And then we get in a position of, you know, what if we forget somebody?
Of course, the statements are part of the report, and constituency views could change once this initial report is put out there. You know, the thinking may shift given what we're presenting, the work of the working group.
Yeah,
if you wanted to highlight, James, how would you suggest doing it? In the affirmative, some constituencies such as XYZ, or some constituencies but not somebody else?
Yeah, I think the latter, you know, something like other, you know, constituencies aside from the registrars.
Okay, so
I wasn't so much interested in calling out those constituencies that supported it so much as highlighting that the one that's mentioned in the charter question did not, if that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm.
This is Mikey. I guess the reason that, you know, the constituencies who are likely to support a change in this are folks like customers, like me, who might find some mechanism like this useful. So I guess I'm not surprised that the registrars who maybe only see a cost or an operational negative impact oppose it. I don't think it's necessarily that noteworthy. So I guess I don't feel real strongly. If you want to have it in there, that's okay with me. But
that's just a thought at this point, Mike, but I think that we're tacitly kind of blurring the line between a tool that registrars use between themselves versus something that is mandated to be extended out to registrants and consumers.
That's tasty. Yeah, I buy that.
So I mean, we can stay away from it if you like. I just wanted to point out that.
Well, let's see how it sounds again, James. So right now we have, however, some constituency statements expressed a contrary view, et cetera, et cetera. So the idea is to put, you know, some constituency statements aside from the registrar constituency.
Yeah, or other than?
Other than?
Other than registrars or something like that.
This is Mark personally. I don't really like calling out one group. I don't like what some people may take from that. I don't know what they would take from that, but I personally just don't like calling out one group. I think it should be sufficient just to say that some constituencies disagreed. Because by mentioning one, you may give more weight to that one group.
Well, I feel that one group is already called out kind of in the initial question.
Mm-hmm. I don't feel like they're called out in the initial question. I mean, that's just... It's just a technical fact of that's what the question is. It's between registrars. I don't think necessarily that just because it's between registrars that their view should be given any more weight. And I think by adding them in there that they create the impression that their view does have more weight.
And just for the record, in the summary, we do know that the registrar constituency also believes that the partial bulk transfer option would be a useful tool for registrars as long as it is properly defined. So that might go contrary to saying that registrars express a contrary view.
Yeah. Again, you know, in role as the chair here, I keep emphasizing, re-emphasizing, this is our initial report. This is, designed to give the community a sense of what we've accomplished as a working group, and we're soliciting their inputs now. I think that the various constituencies, you know, will make and probably underscore the positions that they did in their first round. So I'm more inclined to agree with Mark and others that highlighting a particular group is the best thing right now.
Paul, if I could maybe add something, maybe something to as well distinguish between what the constituency statements have said is to make it preliminary conclusions of the working group. Because I guess on some of the other issues, the constituency statements might have said something different as well from what the working group has come to conclude or in our preliminary conclusion. So instead of maybe going into detail here about that some constituency statements said something different, you might eliminate that by just pointing to the fact that these are preliminary conclusions of the working group and refer to the constituency statements in the other chapter.
How do folks feel about that?
You know, how would that read now?
Yeah, would you help us? Where would you insert the extra?
So basically on point 1.3, line 83, I would just make it preliminary conclusions of the working group to clearly distinguish between 1.4, which would be initial constituency statements, so to make sure that there's no conflict between what the constituency statements are saying and what the working group is thinking at this point in time.
Okay. I like that. I think it kind of makes it less final. And it distinguishes between the working group's thoughts and the various constituencies. Anything that I think is, increases clarity is good.
Anybody against that proposed change? Okay, thank you, Marika. It does seem like a very good idea. Getting back to our text here, James, are you still uncomfortable with it or not?
No, it's fine. It's preliminary, as you said. So.
Okay.
So, this is Marika, just to clarify my point, do we still want to put the sentence that Kevin put in, suggested, put it in the report, or with the clarification that this is preliminary conclusion of the working group, that sentence is no longer relevant? Or just want to be clear on what's supposed to be inserted and what not.
Okay, for the question for the group, but I thought, Marika, that we would just include, I guess we'll call it the red text. I'm reading off of Mike Rodenbaugh's edits to Kevin's original post. So include all the red stuff, and then just we don't need the final sentence.
Yeah, my only point was there that we haven't done that in any of the other issues where there have been as well other views expressed by means of constituency statements. So I'm wondering if by including it here, it gives the impression that in the other issues, constituency statements were in line with the thinking of the group.
Yeah, this is Mark, I agree. I think by changing the heading of 1.3, it mitigates the need to put that additional part of the sentence in there, because when you change the heading, it makes it clear that this is just the conclusions of the preliminary working group, and then when you read down to the constituency statements which follow, you see that there are differences.
So for the group then, how will this, you want to take it from the top, Marika, how will this section read?
Well, basically, it would read as is and without the suggestion that Kevin has made. It would just leave it as is and just take out the last sentence that is then, you know, in the beginning of the section as we discussed before. So it would just be, based on the discussion in the working group, there appears to be broad agreement that there's no need to incorporate provisions for handling partial bulk transfers between registrars at this stage. The working group believes that these scenarios can be addressed either through the existing bulk transfer provisions or through existing market solutions.
And stops there.
Yes.
Mike, well, then, how are you with that?
In the next section with constituency statements, do you summarize them? Or, sorry, what?
I'm summarizing the chapter, not here, because I thought it would be, I can include it completely here, because I thought it would be difficult to make a summary of with what is already a summary. But I'm happy to include that section here in the executive summary if people feel it should be called out here. But then I would propose just taking the complete text of that chapter, or at least on the different issues, and put it in here, as that is already a summary of the constituency statement.
And what section is that?
Let me just check which chapter that is. Chapter 6.
What line? There we go, got it.
Yes. Page 27.
Yep, 638, okay. So then...
I would like add, like, 4 pages to the executive summary, if we would just add that to it.
No, I don't think that we should add 4 pages to the executive summary.
Right, so it defeats the purpose of an executive summary.
Definitely.
But, Mike, are you okay with us dropping that extra sentence now? Because Kevin's not with us, but since you were working off of his, it seemed you guys were thinking along the same lines.
Yeah, I'm not really convinced that we should completely eliminate that. Right now,
could
but
we
I'm
do something else, you know, maybe add a sentence to this section saying it should be noted that constituency statements might have a different view from the working group conclusions, draw attention to the fact that on all these issues there might be different views, and, you know, for that please check Chapter 6 for further details, something like that?
That would go in 1.4, right?
No, 1.3, like at the end, and basically... to link it to the conclusions of the working group or the preliminary conclusions, and basically saying, you know, do please note that these are the preliminary conclusions of the working group. You know, they might not be in line with the constituent statements, and these should be reviewed separately from these, something along those lines.
Well, I guess I just think on this issue, it warrants calling out that, you know, some constituencies do... think that we probably should look at this. Again, I guess I just feel like it's similar to the other two issues where we're not as, we don't have as one-sided a view as it's being portrayed right now. I mean, this starts off by saying there's broad agreement, and I don't even necessarily agree with that statement, but we're trying to accept that text while still getting in the caveat that not everybody agrees with it.
I thought this The sentence here talks about broad agreement in the working group, which I thought there was at least on issue 3. I mean, do you disagree?
That there's no need to incorporate provisions? I don't know. I mean, perhaps I'm the only one who thinks that that's still on the table. I'm not sure. I thought there were still several of us, Michael Collins and well, Kevin and myself at least, that all believe that, you know, this is still something that we could consider. We want to hear what the public and the constituencies think about it.
Yeah, but I mean, this is a preliminary conclusion. I mean, I thought at this point there was broad agreement that at this point, not as a final determination, but at this point, there didn't seem to be a need for handling partial bulk transfers, which is not to say that that would be the ultimate conclusion.
Right.
You know, the ultimate conclusion would depend upon, you know, I think we're all in agreement here upon further feedback from the community.
Yeah. This is Michael Collins, and actually, Mike, I am going to agree with him on that. I think that the things that concerned me the most about expedient transfers, registrants, and along with a balance for security, are issues regarding how easily people are able to work with the losing registrar to acquire things like the auth info code and unlocking the domain name. And I think that just allowing a provision for bulk transfers wouldn't resolve those issues in itself and may bring up new security problems that we have discussed. So I think I'm going to be in agreement on state that there is still further work on the transfers that will be done in succeeding CDPs.
And echoing both Michael and Mark's point before. Of course, we're prefacing everything with the new first bullet, getting it, you know, the group has not made any final decisions. We're actively soliciting inputs from constituencies in the public, you know, before figuring out what those final conclusions would be that we present to council. So, you know, maybe we're good. I just would like to come back. I mean, we have made efforts in both issues 1 and 2 to accurately capture the sense of the group at this point in time. You know, it does seem, and maybe, you know, the qualifier broad agreement might be overreaching. Maybe it just, there appears to be agreement that there's no need, you know, take it down a notch. But fundamentally, do folks want to include the proposed new sentence about constituency statements? Or are we good with leaving that off? Or address it as Marika suggested as well? I'm just looking at the clock. This is all excellent. I'm pleasantly surprised at how much debate we've had today, but I'd really like to at least try and get through this particular issue before you know, we figure out how we're going to finish up working on this draft report.
Well, maybe we could, you know, add an asterisk or add, you know, add a note right after the heading of 1.3 and just make the point that, you know, it should be noted that these are, you know, merely preliminary conclusions and they're not final determinations. And
yeah,
you know, the working group at this point is still looking to the community for further input.
Right.
With regard to the final recommendation to the council.
I think just before you joined us, what we've decided is that the repetitive sentence that appears in each of these, we massaged it a little bit, and that is actually going to become the first bullet point for this section 1.3. And it says exactly what you just said.
Okay.
That, you know, we're actively seeking inputs because we've not reached final decision.
Well, and that being the case, and that would seem to me sufficient.
It covers it. All right. Mike, I want to come back to you because you and Kevin made the effort and took the time to craft something. Does it cover it well enough for you, or you want to try and find some alternative?
I think that's okay. I think in addition to what you just said, we also should take Marika's suggestion and put a little text in 1.4, obviously not the entire chapter 6, but some, let's see, what do we have here now? Okay. I guess I think Marika, well, I'm sorry, I have a friend named Marika. Marika, there's a, you had a good idea that we would say something like, the constituency statements may differ from the views of the working group, and therefore should be read. So if you incorporate that notion into 1.4, then I'm fine with it.
Okay, Marika, so your proposal, what you suggested earlier, if you had sketched it out, let's include that now as an additional bullet in 1.4. And I don't think we need to worry too much at the moment about the exact text, because we definitely will need to review this again. And with only 2 minutes left before the top of the hour, and I have a hard stop today, folks, I will ask, we obviously need another session to finish working through this report. The question is when. I understand already that there are conflicts with this time slot next week for key members of our staff, so next Tuesday is not going to work. Glenn, do you still have that, you call it Doodle?
Yes.
The software that we could find dates that work for people?
Would the possible dates be?
And that's what
next
we need
week?
To ask the group now. I mean, next week with the holidays upon us, you know, I basically am thinking, what are people's availability the remainder of this week or Monday?
The remainder of this week or Monday. Okay, I'll do that.
And I would ask if you could check your emails and please vote for times that work or do not work for you. It's very straightforward. Just remember that the times are always set at UTC. So
that's when right.
Choosing the hours, for instance, I'm on the East Coast, so I have to add UTC is 5 hours ahead. There are plenty of calculators online. You can quickly figure out what the times are. But it's very important. If you see 2 p.m., for example, that's UTC. So for me, that would mean 9 in the morning. Please be sure to do that. But
except that it's a new version, you can use clock and you are in your time zone. But it needs to be said if you use it or not at the beginning of the question, I guess. Say to us if it's a UTC time or not.
Okay,
because
I'll put it in UTC because there's another version that's coming up that hasn't got that possibility anymore.
Okay.
So I'll do that,
everyone, please just read the instruction carefully. But let's try and set up a time because, I mean, with the holidays upon us, people away, we really need to carve out another hour, try and work through this, get it done so that we can get the report posted, start the public comment period during the breaks. Otherwise, you know, if we have to wait for our group to finish up until after the new year and then start the report, I'm beginning to think it might not even be possible to have this all wrapped up before the next ICAM meeting, which honestly I think is a fair goal of ours. It should be our goal to have this wrapped up by the beginning of March. So look for the note from Glenn. Vote for the times that work for you. Hopefully we can get through the remainder of this in one more session, one more hour, and then we will set up the public comment period and figure out those next steps. With that, I thank everybody for their time. Very, very good discussions today. And
Paul, can I just make one point?
Yes, Marika.
It's Marika. I just would like to point out that the ICANN office does close between Christmas and New Year, so either we get the public comment site up before that time, otherwise it will have to be after the New Year.
Well appreciated, Marika. And I think travel schedules and whatnot, it would be burdensome to ask anybody to be focused on this stuff during the break. So, again, please vote what times work for you, and let's try and knock this out no later than next Monday, but we can get this done before the holidays are upon us. All right, everybody. Thank you again for your time, and we'll look forward to talking to you. Wrap this up very soon.
Thank
you, Paul.
Thank you, Paul.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Yes, because normally...